I was so obsessed at the time with 808s and all these Yamaha drum machines. But when I fell out teams or just in general, I had a, well, first thing, and I remember going to go hear Tony Humphries and Zanzibar. And same thing, it was just like I was so fascinated with some of the stuff he was playing. And then I heard him at Red Zone, and I was doing a residency there back and forth. And I just, you know, warm up to Jay. And he played this one track, and I couldn't remember what it was. It was by Tyree Cooper. And that's the first time I heard like a proper 909 sound. Like it was just like, wait a minute, bass drum. What is that? What machine is that? Because I was so obsessed at the time with 808s and all these Yamaha drum machines. But when I heard that, I was like, I have to figure out what that is. I gotta go figure out what machine it is. And it was just like, you had to, you couldn't just go on the internet and go, oh, this is that thing. Get a sample or whatever it was. Because it was so rudimentary. All the, even all the sampling technology. I think I had a Mirage or something. It was back in the 80s. I think my first real sample I got was a Roland S50. And then this guy just happened to come into the studio. And he had a 909 with him. And it was actually a, one of the engineer guys that, you know, like rent the studio time out. And I was, you know, the engineer. And he brought it in and he had an 808 and a 909. And I said, oh my God, this is that thing. Finally get to see what this is. So I sat and I put it all in tape and I sampled the living crap out of this machine. And I was just like, well, what else can I do with this kind of shit? This kind of sampler can I do? So I was really, really obsessed with it. But at the time, the guy didn't have any money. So he said, I will, this is true. I'm like, to this day, he's probably kicking himself in the head. He says, if you do a session with me, I will give you my 808. And, you know, I'll just take my 909. I said, I just ran upstairs. I said, when I get this, you know, this guy wants to do a session just to do a track. And, you know, like, how was that? So, but the thing is, the 808 didn't have any MIDI on it. It just had, like, dead, and you had to do all these triggers and things that could sync it to anything. So at the time, there was a company called Studio Electronics, and they didn't actually make keyboards and all the stuff, but they did modifications. The first thing I said was, well, you know, there was all in the back of these weird magazines. I can't even remember the name of the magazine. But I saw that they did modifications for machines. So I said, okay, well, yeah, this is this. I'll just send it to these guys. They did modifications and put MIDI on it and all this extra stuff. And I had them extend the bass and all these things. And, you know, change the class. And just pitch everything and extend it. And they did the MIDI on it. So when he sent it back to me, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. I mean, I've seen things that I couldn't do before on this, and it was dropping long, like the bass line would be, it was the bass line would just go boom, as long as I wanted, and it was okay. And I was like, this is exactly what I wanted. But then when I went across the triggers to the keys, because it was there, and I started to throw them, put them in the sequence, oh wait, so now the clap and the cowbell are on the same channel for the MIDI, and I was like, this is, okay, something's wrong here, so I called them back. They said, oh, you good with a spotter? Same thing to myself, thump, 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 thump.